Good morning, Rick. Thank you, Mechay Adam. Klal Nuntes, Siman Tes Vav. And we left off that the Mechay Adam said there are scenarios where a person has intent is going to be mutter, and we need to clarify those points. But before we do that, let's see Siman Tes Zayin, which he finishes off his points on this heter of Tzorach Bracha Achrona B'Mekamai. So the Mechay Adam points out that this halacha that a person needs a bracha achrona b'mekamo that we said in Siman Tes Vav, and therefore, since he must go back to his original place, he does not lose his kviyas, and he does not need a new bracha rishona because he has to go back for the bracha achrona. That's only talking about a scenario where a person ate a kazayas. So since he has to say a bracha achrona, he has to go back. But let's say a person ate less than a kazayas, where there's nothing being mechayev for him to go back. So then, even though we're talking about bread, which bread is something which normally needs a bracha achrona b'mekamo, but he does not need a bracha achrona. So it's not totally in the type of food alone, it's totally in the type of food having an impact on him, that being mechayev for him to go back to say his bracha achrona. So he says, v'davka shochol kazayis pas, he ate a kazayis of bread. The sorach bracha birchas of muslim b'mekamo, he has the bench. He has to go back to bench. If a person ate less than a kazayis, a filo mipas, a filo pas, even bread. So he ate bread. Bread is a food which needs bracha achrona b'mekamai. But he does not need to go back because he did not eat a kazayis. Even in tzorach bracha achrona. Since he does not need a bracha achrona, kim shiatsu b'mekamai, yesh lezeh din shar dvar manisker b'chal seh. So even bread, since he ate less than a kazayas, so when he goes back, he's going to need a new bracha risharna, because it's not going back to his original kviyas. The kviyas was held by his need to go back for the bracha risharna, which he does not have because he did not eat a kazayas. So a scenario where a person washes, and they're immediately before they swallow their first bite, and they have to step out for something. It's that's not a good idea. If they're going to step out in the situation, they're going to lose their kviyas. As if somebody else is eating with them, so you have that other svaras, etc. So a person should try and eat a kazayas, and then when they step out and come back in, they do not need a new bracha rishona. So you see from this in the Chayyadim understands that this halacha is not conceptual, but it's practical. It has to be that he's mechuyev to go back, and therefore he doesn't need to lose his kviyas. So that could play out in two scenarios. Let's say the halacha is a person's mechuyev to go back, but there's an onus which is preventing him from going back. If he travels back to the original place, by the time he gets back, it'll be too late to say the bracha achrona. He left, he stepped out, planning to go back. He ended up taking longer than he intended, and he realizes if he goes back to the original Mokum, he will lose his bracha achrona, because he'll get back, it'll be too late. So the halacha is in that situation, he says the bracha achrona where he is. Well, once that's true, he does not need to go back for the bracha achrona, so this halacha no longer applies. And if he'd want to continue eating, he would need to say a new bracha rishona. What about the opposite, that it's not because of a halachic requirement of the food, but there's some other reason which is forcing him to go back to his original makom. So he's leaving, but he's forced to go back to the original makom. Is that sufficient to hold on to his bracha? So that's not clear. The case is not discussed clearly in halacha. However, a Mershon and a Tshuva feels that they would have that halacha. So he gives an example of a person who's a shamish who's forced to go back to continue serving. So even though the foods he's eating were not mechayev bracha achrona b'mekamai, since his job forces him to go back, it's called that he does not lose his kviyas and he goes back. Rav Moshe is the only one who really says this chiddush. So it does not seem to be accepted halacha l'maisa as such an argument. But it's a person to try and, in that situation, try and avoid it in order to avoid a question of a suffolk bracha. Now, the Chayyadim has an interesting point. So he gave a scenario where a person ate less than a kazayis and then he left. She was saying when he comes back, or he eats elsewhere, but either case, he needs to say new bracha rishona. Can you combine the two achilas together to count as one achila for the purpose of a bracha achrona? Let's say he ate less than a kazayas in place A, he stepped out to place B, he came back to place A and eats another piece of food, which is less than a kazayas. Together they form a kazayas. So to be chayav in a bracha achrona, the person has to eat a kazayas, and he has to eat a kazayas in the time span of kedei achilas pras, which we mentioned before, a person could rely on the opinion of 4 minutes. So a person eats a kazayas worth of food within the 4 minute time span, he can say a bracha achrona. But over here, he stepped out in the middle, and we're saying he needs a new bracha rishona because there's a hefsek in his achila, it's like a new achila. So maybe that should prevent it to be mitzdare for the purpose of the bracha achrona. So chayavim says that's not true. So even though he's going to need a new bracha rishona, because he did not need a kazayas of bread, and or the examples of mezonos, etc., and he needs a new bracha rishona, he comes back and continues eating, but since between everything he ate a kazayas, and he did it in the correct time span, so they're mitzvahed together for the purposes of a bracha achrona. Okay, so we finished Siman Tes Zayin. There'll be a few more points to clarify in regards to this, and then we also have to go back and talk about what he said at the end of Siman Tes Vav about the scenarios where it's going to be mutar lechatchila. Have a good day.